Hello and welcome to our Behind the Smiles, the Oral Health Podcast. And I am your host, Dr. Smita Patnaik, prosthodontist and director of Dental Sage with you. Nowadays, around 30% of people get affected by bad breath. It is also known as halitosis. People with awful breaths can feel embarrassed and even feel anxious. In today's world, there are several stores with overflowing mints, gums, mouthwashes, mouth fresheners, etc. They are specifically made to fight bad breath. However, all these products work only for a short period and do not impact the actual reason behind the issue. In today's podcast episode, I am going to discuss bad breath, causes, symptoms and diagnosis. So what is exactly halitosis? It is a common problem many people face which causes serious psychological distress to them. There are numerous bad breath treatments available for people. It is found that 2 in 5 people have halitosis frequently. People suffering from it require oral care. So what causes bad breath? It is always recommended to visit a dentist if people have frequent bad breath. Mentioned below are some of the potential causes of halitosis. Food. When the food breaks down, small food particles get stuck between the teeth, responsible for causing odors. Some people especially cause bad breath, such as garlic and onion. Once digested, the breakdown items are carried to the lungs through the blood. Thus, it affects the breath and makes them smell bad. Second reason is tobacco. Tobacco products can increase the chances of getting gum diseases. These products generate the kind of mouth odor. It causes bad breath and people do not like it generally. Such people need bad breath treatment as early as possible. Mouth, nose and throat infections. At the back of our throat, tonsils are present, which allows small bacterial stones to be formed on them. It produces a bad odor in our mouth. There are certain diseases such as liver failure, cancer, metabolic diseases, which are also related to bad breath or mouth odor. Dry mouth is another factor. Saliva is essential for the human body as it helps clean the mouth. If your mouth is dry, either naturally or for a particular reason, it can produce an odor. In some cases, the odor can be produced due to xerostomia disease. Now, what are the diagnoses of bad breath? Dentists can detect halitosis in a simple way only. They will smell the odor from the mouth and rate it on a 6-point intensity scale. They also check the strongest source of smell, which can be obtained through the scrapes from the backside of the tongue. The dentist taking the scrapings and smell it to determine if the person has halitosis or not. There are multiple ultra-modern detectors which help in rating the odor more accurately. Mentioned below are some of the detectors that are useful for the dentist while diagnosing bad breath. One is gas chromatography. It is a type of test responsible for measuring three different volatile sulfur compounds, namely hydrogen sulfide, dimethyl sulfide and methyl mercaptan. Then comes the beta-galactosidase test. It finds the level of enzyme, that is beta-galactosidase, to correlate with the breath odor. Halimeter, it determines the low level of sulfur. And there is something called as Barnard test. It helps to determine the level of a particular enzyme caused by the bacteria responsible for halitosis. The dentist can identify the cause behind the issue and will give a bad breath treatment. The people concerned about what causes bad breath should always take care of the mouth, teeth, tongue and complete oral care. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for listening and it's me, Dr. Smita Patnaik, signing off. For free resources and materials, head over to www.dentalsage.co.in. We look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode.